It's Friday night here in Cambridgeshire, and I'm trying to relax. I'm listening to Metallica on cassette, which is probably not the most relaxing music. And the dog at the feet of this chair, which I'm about to sit in, is snoring as loud as ever, but she's probably going to stop now that I've woken her up. Nearly awake, nearly asleep. I spent all day, like I always do, on a Friday, writing a newsletter. I put hours and hours into it, and it's such a relief, such a feeling of satisfaction after all the time I spend curating links and writing and sharing some of the physical and networked objects that I've enjoyed or discovered during the week, for me to click send. Such a relief just to click send. But today I click send, and for the second time actually my account was suspended, and you sent this really angry email saying your account's been suspended, you can download your data, export your database and all of your data here. And I'm like, I don't want to export all of my data on my database. I'm 81 emails into a 100 email sprint, although 20 something of those were with Tiny Letter, which I jumped ship on, also owned by MailChimp, because they did exactly the same, suspended my account for no reason. And when you come back, you've got this weird suspended account notice you can't get rid of from your kind of composing pages. So they apologized for suspending the account after a few kind people who enjoy the newsletter saw me tweet their email that they sent me, and hassled them to sort it out. And they did sort it out. They got somebody to look at it and go, "Well, yeah, it looks like, you know, our AI or a bot is just a little bit sensitive." And they said, "You can now send it." So I went in and I sent a test mail to myself. Everything looked fine. So I resent it, and it was balked. The HTML was messed up. None of the links seemed to work. That is like just so not what I wanted. After all that work to then annoy all of these people with broken email. I mean, doesn't matter how annoyed they are. It frustrates me probably up to dial it up to 11. So what do I do? Stupidly duplicate that, go through it, check it, resend an email to myself. Everything is fine, not an issue. Amend the title saying it's a resend and send that. And I send another broken email to hundreds and 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 hundreds, and hundreds of people. I would unsubscribe. I don't blame the few that have for unsubscribing, but I just wish the technology would work. And when it's email, you know, we've had email for quite a while. And I know this is, hang on, while I reach over and pick up my neglected, very large gin and tonic. Hang on, can you hear the ice? Oh my God, that tastes amazing. I know it's a multimedia email with plenty of links and videos and stuff. Maybe I should just send a paragraph of text. It wouldn't be the same. I spend an awful lot of time putting stuff together, and I'm like, whatever. Maybe I should go back to podcasting. Maybe I should just... It's hard to talk show video and other stuff in a podcast because people don't look at the show notes. They listen to the podcast and then they bugger off. And yeah, a regular podcast. If I'm going to put that amount of work into stuff, I might as well put it into a regular podcast. Anyway, that's me. My gripe is out of the way. It's a very, very, very small thing in the grand scheme of just this street, let alone the world. I'm sure there's really desperately bad shit going on in this street and this area. Let alone what's going on with an unhinged president tweeting things like locked and loaded and ready to go about nuclear weapons, about nuclear weapons. I've just avoided the news the last few days, and it's totally out of my control. There is nothing I can do about it. And in fact, shouting angry stuff on Twitter is probably just making it worse. And yet here I am, venting into your ears, thinking that this is going to make my Friday evening frustrations better. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to probably put some blues on. Maybe I'll write a song. Maybe I'll get the guitar out, write a song. Or get a virtual guitar out and write a song. And just chill out with my drink. Oh yeah, I forgot to miss something else. So I popped a bottle of wine. Cost £12.99. Special occasion, I thought. So I popped this bottle of wine after I'd sent the email. So simultaneously getting the... I was pretty much sipping the first glass from this bottle of wine I've been looking to up forward to for days when the your account has been suspended email came through. And the wine was bad. It's first corked bottle I've had in a while. And I got really high. I rarely ever have expectations. But when you spend so much time choosing a wine and then spending double what you would do normally on it and then taking it home and then opening it up and then it being bad, you're just thinking, well, I can't tell you what I was thinking. Too many expletives. And now I'm telling you, it all seems funny and trite and silly and ridiculous. And I thank you for listening. Metallica's no doubt going to kick in as the dog rolls over and tries to sleep further away from the speakers. Have a good evening, whatever you're doing.